6 minutes after one. Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Talking a little bit of everything today. Specifically the Broncos on their coaching search, which is the big topic. I mean, that's the biggest topic. Is that a bigger topic than Nikola Jokic chasing his third MVP in a row? Or the Avs chasing potentially back-to-back Stanley Cup titles?
I think it depends on which one you care more about.
I mean, but just overall, if you were just to say, hey, I'm flying over Colorado, I wonder what the biggest topic of sports is in that state. It's got to be the head coach.
Coaching
search. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
Are there red flags? Are you a big Harbaugh guy?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hate Michigan, do you?
I don't like it.
You're a college football fan. So there's a certain amount of teams that you just loathe. But you
don't
loathe them all.
I hate Michigan. I know my dad doesn't like them.
So you kind of hate them.
I guess it's in my blood. So.
Are there red flags that Michigan is not just jumping at this, saying, no. Because, dude, it just seems like in this day and age, whatever conference you're in, whatever Power Five, Group of Five, if you find a good coach that can get you to where you need to be, because not all, like CSU's goals are going to be different than Michigan's, get you to where you need to be. Michigan needs to be flirting with the playoffs every year. That's the way college football is until we die. Fair or not, but Michigan needs to be in the playoff conversation. Harbaugh's got him there. So when you find a coach that gets you where you need to be, I mean, we see more often than not, teams are throwing money at him, equivalent to where they are in the standings and all that stuff. But in this day and age, it is kind of shocking that, like, I didn't think we'd get this far. Because when Harbaugh said, I expect to be with Michigan next year, and he did this long little letter that he wrote about the players, and if you come here, we will be champions, and da-da-da-da-da. I didn't buy into it. I said I didn't believe it, but I still kind of, if I had to lean one way or the other, I just said, yeah, Michigan's not going to let him go. They're going to pay him $9 million. They're going to match him up there with get him close to Saban. So I'm just a little, I don't know. I don't know if red flag is the right word, but does Harbaugh, like the opposite of grow on you, does he grade on you at the end 4 or 5 years later? You're kind of like, I'm done with this situation. Because he hasn't lasted much more than 5 or 6 years, wherever he's been. So does he come in? There are plenty of coaches like that. Plenty of guys like that that are really good at what they do. But you got to be willing to put up with a lot of stuff. It's a few red flags for me. But of the candidates, Sean Payton's red flags are bigger. Do you think it's odd that we're just ignoring that he was suspended for a year for Bounty Gate? Like, and I know he came back and he coached the Saints and they went on to do playoffs and all that. I can't remember if the Super Bowl was post or pre-Bounty Gate. But are we just kind of like, we don't even talk about that anymore. Was that nothing to people? That a head coach got suspended for a year for Bounty Gate, that all happened under his watch. And then the fact that he kind of left the Saints right when the salary cap issue was going to be in a really weird spot. I like Sean Payton. I like to watch him talk about football. I think he's a decent guy, I guess. Bountygate might have, he kind of claimed that all this stuff was going on behind his back. The coaches were putting out deals and stuff like that behind his back. But he let it happen, or weird. It's weird. But, yeah, did you find out? Did he win that Super Bowl after or before?
It was during.
It was.
So Bounty Gate was from 2009 to 2011.
It was that
they
year.
Won their Super Bowl in 2010.
How about that? That's why they won. They motivated guys extra motivated. Does that bother you?
It does, I wasn't like a big NFL fan at that time, so like I wasn't really paying attention to it, but I, read about it and kind of understood it. Nowadays, I'm like, absolutely not. That's, no.
It doesn't bother you, or it does?
No, it does.
It does. So that's what's weird to me. We just talk about George Payton like he's going to be the savior of the Broncos. Do I think that George Payton's ever going to let something like that happen again? No. I mean,
does he get another shot to do it again?
Well, and he was with the Saints still for several years after that, but they were winning. And they still believed that he, it all kind of happened maybe behind his back, whatever. But we've seen college coaches say the same thing. You know, Patino said, I didn't know about sex parties. Doesn't matter. You were the head coach. It happened under your watch. They're your staff. And how do you not know about them? How do you not know about Bountygate? Like, you know about Bountygate. You know, the guys are just talking in the locker room. Like, yeah, coach gave me $5,000 if I broke this dude's leg. I mean, that was the kind of crap that was happening. Can you imagine if that were happening in this day and age? We'd be freaking out. I don't, dude, would Sean Payton be in the league anymore?
Nope.
Well, I mean, would he be talking about, would he be on Fox talking about sports anymore? If it happened in 2020 and beyond, I'm not saying that it was okay then and it's not okay now. I'm just saying that in this day and age, people are a little less forgiving. You do something now, they're really, but it's kind of like you forgot about all that. Now, was he the one paying the players to go out and break some bones? No. But it happened under his watch. I think if it happened in 2020, he wouldn't be a coach. He wouldn't be in Fox anymore. This is a big deal. It was a big deal. You had guys paying people to go out and hurt people. After what we just saw with DeMar Hamlin, everybody's praying and loving and hoping this guy gets back, and he's talking about putting love back into the world, which is an amazing story. Bountygate was the opposite of that. It was actually promoting the injury of a player on the field. And we're just kind of like, yeah, that was a long time ago. Plus, it's going to take you a first-round pick, more importantly. It was a wild time, man. That was around the gates. We had the gates, you know? Spygate. Everybody gives Bill Belichick so much crap for Spygate and Tom Brady for Deflategate. Bountygate was worse than all of it. Absolutely. It took a little air out of a football. Oh, an assistant stumbled upon a practice field and was taking video. Great. Not right. But Bountygate's like, hey, here's $5K. Make sure that left tackle can't walk tomorrow. I mean, just bizarre. And then he kind of just left his team. He retired, and I get it. Sean McVay's about to do the same thing. I don't think Sean McVay's, they're in a salary cap mess, too. They're in a draft drought, too. But McVay was toying with this for a year about whether he just wants to go do TV, spend more time with his family. You know, he's a young guy. He can go make a lot more doing TV than the stresses that go into being a head coach. Not everybody wants to do it. Just because they can doesn't mean they don't want to. With Peyton, you knew he was going to come back. I think it was all just a matter of when. But it's just a weird coincidence that he left right when the Saints were going to be experiencing some very interesting salary cap issues. Now, do I think that he comes to Denver and just destroys things? Huh? I mean, he's a likable guy. He's going to get up on that press conference that first day if he's the guy, and a lot of people will forget all about trading a first-round pick for him. Now, same can be said with Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is a little rougher on the edges, though. He's peculiar. And that's where I wonder if two peculiars make this really interesting thing with Jim Harbaugh and Russell Wilson. Just really weird cats for the most part. But Dan Quinn would be exciting. Like I keep saying Dan Quinn's a safe pick, and I think people misread how I'm saying that. I'm not saying that Dan Quinn is vanilla. He's safer than Sean Payton because you're not trading a first-round pick. If Sean Payton was not under the rights of the Saints, I would be just as in on the Sean Payton thing as I am on a Harbaugh, which is, you know, lukewarm, because I couldn't tell you who's going to work out. I don't pretend to know who's going to be a great head coach, because it's all about the ownership, general manager scheme, or the players, the situation, the fit. It all has to work together. We've seen it time and time again. Genius football minds go somewhere 1 year and they're terrible. They go somewhere else 5 years later and they're good. But if it wasn't for Sean Payton being owned, you know, his contract being owned by the Saints, I'd say Sean Payton and Dan Quinn are in the same boat. They're both safe picks. The Bountygate thing, I guess, it does kind of bother me. It bothers me more that we just don't even talk about it. Like, it's just gone. Bill Belichick, dude, we bring up Spygate all the time about that guy. When I say safe pick by about Dan Quinn, what I mean by that, he's probably a guy that will stay with you for a long time. Once he gets another crack at this, because he's been loyal to Dallas, too, as the DC. He could have, you know, and again, I know he didn't get the job with Denver, blah, 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 but I think he really likes his situation. I think he's a guy that will commit to a team and go all in. And so that part I like is safe. He's a sturdy coach. He seems like a pretty good leader. Harbaugh is a little dangerous because he's a different dude. You don't know where he's coming from. And that's why I just want, you know, he's only been, he was with San Francisco for four seasons. This was his seventh or eighth season with Michigan, which is a long time. Doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it is. Stanford wasn't there that long. San Diego wasn't there that long. I mean, just his other jobs. That's unsafe. The other guys are, some of the guys are unknown, rookies. You know, D'Amico Ryans, Evero. That's not safe. Jim Caldwell. I'm with you, Angel. I just don't know if that moves the needle. He had success with the Lions, but that was a while ago. I mean, when do you look at it and say, that's great that you were good 10 years ago, but what can you do now? He was, okay, not 10 years. His last year with the Lions was 2017. So, fine. It was 7 years ago. That's what kind of bothers me about constantly churning out these older coaches, because it's like, all right, you were a head coach 7 years ago. What have you learned? I'm not, maybe he has. Maybe he continued to be a student of the game. I heard somebody suggest that Wade Phillips should come be the defensive coordinator, whoever this is. Wade Phillips? I love Wade Phillips. Absolutely I do. But the idea that a guy that's, I mean, he's 75 years old. I mean, he's entertaining as hell. He's an awesome dude. But do you really think that at 75 years old, his defense is like new agey? Offenses are getting crazier, dude. They're getting craftier. Can Wade Phillips concoct a defense to stop some of these ring around the rosy offenses, all this weird stuff we're seeing in the league now? I mean, you see it with Miami. We see it with Kansas City. We see it with San Francisco. Wide receiver and running back doesn't always mean wide receiver and running back. We're moving guys around in different ways. So that's why the idea of bringing these guys with tread, the retread coaches and coordinators, when do you stop just throwing out names just because you know them? And that's what I think we get lost in. However, there are certain names that are still in the thick of things. Jim Harbaugh has been at the college game. College game's very innovative. The college game is probably more innovative than the NFL. I think sometimes the NFL breaks some things off from college and says, wow, why don't we do more of this? Why don't we utilize our running backs more as wide receivers and line them up like a wide receiver, line them up in the slot, and get very creative with how we move our receivers around pre-snap, when we're audibling and we're motioning guys over and we're moving them around. We just want to try to manipulate things. College does that. Jim Harbaugh does that. So that's why I think that a guy like Harbaugh makes more sense than anybody on this list, even though the personality, the fact that Michigan maybe is shying away from giving him $9 million, even those things make me think it's going to be Jim Harbaugh. Dan Quinn's probably next for me. I don't want to do another draft pick thing. When do you start saying George Payton go to work with first round picks? You can't keep trading all your picks away. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. The Broncos do have some decisions to make as far as players go. Picking up options. Picking up the Jerry Jeudy option. Is that a no-brainer now? We were all okay with maybe him getting traded 6 weeks ago. But because of what we've seen the last 5 weeks, he was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Is it an obvious one now? No brainer? Jerry Jeudy, you got to bring back? Even with Tim Patrick and Courtland Sutton, I absolutely think so. 6 weeks ago, I would have told you I'm either or on the guy. I don't know that he possesses any real leadership quality. I don't know that the athleticism is syncing up with his hands and his head. But I'm telling you, dude, something went off with this guy. A light went off 6 weeks ago. Was it in that game when he was like pissed and he's coming off the field and he shoved the ref, you know, and I don't like that, but he was fired up and he got that team going. That was against Kansas City, wasn't it? And it came back and made that interesting. A light went off maybe in that game more so than ever. And then he came out and defended Russell Wilson on the field, off the field. I really like what I've been seeing from Jeudy, and I've not always felt that way. So that's proof right there. Guys can grow. I hate to say grow up because that's insinuating that they were just childish all the time. Whatever. They just grow. They personally look at things and go, how can I be better? How can I be a better player and a better teammate, which is going to make me a better player? And I think Jerry Jeudy has done that. I'm kind of all in on this guy now. 5 weeks of it did that to me. Terrible offense, though. So to see something shine from this offense this year, it's kind of refreshing. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. No Cody Tucker today, so we'll catch up with him about the Wyoming Cowboys on tomorrow's show if we can find some time in there. More on the Denver Nuggets coming up. They got the Phoenix Suns tonight, but it's not really the Phoenix Suns. I don't know who do they have left that's playing tonight? Nuggets are 13-point favorites. I hate to take those kind of spreads, but I'm thinking it might be blowout city tonight for the Nuggets. Joker might not see the fourth quarter. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Across the sea, he brought us
pain, misery. The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It is pretty cool, though. You have some cool storylines in the state. It is cool. Like, you have the Avalanche, even though, you know, they've been riddled with injuries this year, they're still in a really good spot. I don't think a lot of people are counting them out as far as whether they can win a title or not, another title this year. Once they get everybody back in the swing of things, they should be just fine. I mean, maybe. I hope so anyway. What are they at? 20-16? They have 43 points. Yeah, I got some work to do. But the way they came on last year was pretty, was it late January, early February, they really stormed onto it.
Just seeing this from Ian Rappaport, the Cardinals have received permission to speak with Sean Payton.
That was the second one. I was wondering why nobody else had done that yet, or Harbaugh. So I had heard the Cardinals might be very interested in just keeping Vance Joseph, because he's already there as the defense coordinator.
That's
Sean Payton would be
into,
yeah, but what do you if you're a coach coming back for one last shot, wouldn't you rather go, okay, I'm coming back with Kyler Murray, that let's go 2 years, maybe it doesn't work out, it's fine. We'll cut the I still have time. With Russ, you're coming into the situation, and you have his contract's longer too, and it's you're not going to get a mold this guy. Kyler Murray's still young enough where Sean Payton could really come in and make a big impact, and where I could see Kyler Murray suddenly, like, the light comes on, and he's like, once I started listening to this guy, once I started work, they said he's going to be part of the, they want him in on the decision, Murray. I could see that happening. I'm not saying that Russ isn't coachable. I'm just saying that for a quarterback at that age, the Russell Wilsons, the Aaron Rodgers, I don't see them coming out at the end of all things going, yeah, it wasn't until so-and-so came along that the lights really turned on for me as a quarterback. These guys have already done it.
Yeah, and well, Arizona might also be going through a rebuild. If Kyler's going to be out for the majority of next season,
true,
there are trade reports that they're looking to get to ship Hopkins out to somewhere.
And I keep hearing, for some reason, people are like, bring him over to Denver. Wide receiver,
end up in New England.
Yeah, that's where or Tampa or wherever Tom Brady is. It's like where all these older wide receivers go. No, we don't need DeAndre Hopkins. Wide receiver is not the issue right now. Jerry Jeudy looked good. The issue is offensive linemen, and do you have a tight end? That's it. That's your number one priority. You have Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton, and Jerry Jeudy. I'm good with those guys. I'm good with it right now.
And the Cardinals do have the fourth overall pick.
Even more. I don't know, though. Would the Saints ask for that? That would be
a top pick?
Oof. I was thinking Peyton.
For a number four pick that if you don't want a quarterback, you can trade down and get more?
That's crazy to me. They have fourth or they have third? Boy. Do they have any more? Do they have another first rounder? I'm just looking to see. Oh, yeah, because it's all to be determined. So I was looking. I was like, wait. Why do they just have 1 through 18, Angel? Oh, that's right. The playoffs still happening. That is interesting. Would Sean Payton, how much would you give up for a coach? Because I was thinking Sean Payton would yield like 10 up. 10 to 15 to 20 would be what the Saints would realistically ask for.
So this year, the Cardinals will have a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and 2 third-round picks.
I mean, you have...
And that first and second pick would be in top five of both rounds.
Well, and you can, and don't forget, you can still give up next year's first round, too, if you wanted to. Yep. You could say, hey, New Orleans, we can't give you this year's, because it's number three, man. We're not giving that up for a coach. We'll give you number one next year. And then don't you think that that's appealing to Sean Payton? Okay, I have a young quarterback. And it was just a year ago, Kyler Murray was looking pretty good. They were bad in their last stretch of games, but he was still looking pretty good. So you maybe have your quarterback. You've got a third pick overall. You've got a second-round pick. You've got picks. Denver, you don't have picks. And it's not a rebuild. And all these people saying, like... And I'll probably change when we get to August, right? Dixon, 11 and 6. I'm Mr. 11-6. I was only 6 games off. Arizona, does it seem more appealing as far as the team goes? No, Denver is a better team than Arizona. I mean, they beat them. And... That's not how you judge it. How would you judge
against
it?
Against Colt McCoy and Trace McSorley.
Against Russell
Wilson.
Was that Brett's game?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The battle of the backups. The guys that aren't going to really matter. I do think the Broncos are the better team than Arizona. Like, I think they're better than the worst teams in the league. But I still wonder if Arizona's not more appealing. Because Arizona was supposed to be good this year. And they weren't. Well, Caddy Swami, I'll take proven winning retread over unknown potential after what we've seen. So what was that? Is that in reference to my, you want Wade Phillips as your defensive coordinator at the age of 75? I'm not necessarily talking about retread as far as the proven winners. I'm talking about guys that have been out for a bit. Like Jim Caldwell has not been a head coach since 2017. That's weird to me. Sean Payton's only been out. Was this his first year out or second year out? Man, time blends together, doesn't it?
I want to say second.
It's only been 2 years. And he's been very involved. Commentators are very involved. Look at Steve Kerr. It's why, one of the reasons he got hired. He studied the game of basketball so much so he could broadcast the games. Yeah, that's it. So the Cardinals are, I was wondering yesterday, I was like, why haven't we heard of Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh anywhere else? But there we go. We're going to start seeing it. Arizona is interesting. The Rams situation, you know, how long does that go? Sean McVay has to make a decision quick. This isn't like a player getting ready to announce retirement.
Well, does it have to be a quick decision if they've kind of already talked about it?
Oh, you think they already know?
No. Like, hey, Sean, it's me, Sean. I'm out of here. You want my job? You don't have to change the nameplate or anything. It still says Sean.
Yeah, it still says Sean. Is it spelled the same way?
I think so.
Is it S-E-A-N?
I believe so.
Or is it S-H-A-W-N?
I think it's E-A-N.
I think you're right. That doesn't look right. Well, do you think ownership knows? Do you think the Kroenkes know that Sean McVay?
Kroenkes know everything.
Do you think that they already know if he's moving on? Because here's the thing with a coach. You need to be work. I mean, they probably take this week off, and then they're back at it next week, starting to think about the draft and free agency and all that stuff. They got to get after it. So with a player, it's one thing. It's like, okay, if he retires, we'll be ready to replace him in free agency. Coach, it's like our whole philosophy is getting ready to change.
Do you think the Broncos are trying to be the first team to hire a coach?
Maybe. They should. A head start doesn't hurt anybody. I would be rushing this. Not rushing in the sense that I'm only doing 20-minute interviews, but I'm doing them every day.
Well, they would be
like twice a day.
So Carolina fired their coach first. So they're probably in the lead in terms of their coaching search. Denver's probably second.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any real names connected with Carolina.
Carolina Evero is the only one I saw, as far as a name here that we would know. They might stick with him. Well, with Wilkes. Everything I've heard is the players really like him. That doesn't always mean everything, but if you can get, they really liked Hackett too. It doesn't always mean everything. Hey, did you hear that Hackett's probably going to go back to Green Bay?
How about that? Oh, come on, Nate. You tried.
Yeah, it's fine, buddy. Here's Aaron. He's sticking around.
It's not cold Aaron's, up here.
By the way, Angel, Aaron is not calling it quits. Rodgers is not calling it quits. The money he would give up.
You think he's done in Green Bay?
No. He's got signed a, how long a contract did he sign? Like a 4-year deal. He'd leave so much money on the table if he retired right now. Like, I'm talking like he'd have to pay them like $40 million. And he's already loaded, but $40 million.
It just feels like another round of off-season Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and
there's going to be drama with him and the owners again, I guarantee it.
And I'm not even giving into it. I'm just going to say it right now. Rodgers is going to be back with Green Bay next year. They're bringing Hackett back. They can go be buddies again. Watch Green Bay be good. Hackett was the missing link for Green Bay. 37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Let's get ready to rumble! Feel the fire sense of the rear!
It's my son, only know how to win! Okay, so now the Texans are in the mix for Sean Payton. So we got the Cardinals, we got the Texans, and we got the Broncos. I mean, I'm a little biased here, but yeah, as far as the better, to me, the better team right now is the Broncos. But that doesn't always mean it's the best job. I
think it's a matter of better team right now or better opportunity to rebuild.
And Houston would be an overhaul. Like, they're just overhauling everything there. The Cardinals, which weird is, I don't know, how much of an overhaul will it be? Because you were supposed to be good this year. So was this just one of those years that you just couldn't get it right? And it was just a bad, then Kyler goes out and all hell breaks loose?
You think maybe Kyler could benefit from a veteran coach?
That's what I'm wondering. And if I'm a head coach, I would, if you just didn't tell me anything about the personalities, if you told me, hey, Brady, do you want to go work with how old is Russ? Is he 34? A 34-year-old quarterback who were kind of, the rumors are out there that he's more of a, you know, do it my way kind of guy. Or do you want to go with Kyler Murray, a young guy, who's more of a, maybe kind of my way, but he's young. He's moldable. Maybe he's moldable. I think the chances of Kyler Murray being moldable are better than Russell Wilson at this point. So if I'm a head coach wanting to come back and recharge my career, then I feel like a younger quarterback Like, who's the better quarterback of the options between the three teams? Isn't it Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Between Houston, Denver, and Arizona?
Between a potential drafting rookie, Kyler Murray, or Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Because Houston could get their guy in Bryce Young. They could get him. Which, that makes it appealing, too. Houston has two first-round picks, Angel. And guess where that second one is? Number 12. That is the sweet spot.
So two first, a second, and two thirds.
So even better than Arizona situation. Number 12 is kind of where I thought top, 10 to 20 is what is going to be fair asking price for Sean Payton. Would be probably right around 12. So if I'm Sean Payton and the Saints would go for that, the Saints take a 12? I mean, where are the Saints don't have a first round pick, do they?
No, they have a second round pick at 41.
So the Saints take Houston's plus some money, and they send Sean Payton over to Houston, and Houston has the second overall pick. You want to retool your franchise? Go draft Bryce Young. He's right there, unless the Colts. Unless the Colts do some kind of magic and try to move up and take Chicago's spot, which could happen. But you'd still have a lot of options as far as who your next big-time player is going to be. Boy, that Houston kind of makes sense. We talk about the Dallas job. You go to Houston and get your quarterback, whether it's Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. Where is Stroud projected to go? Like, not need necessarily, because all that
he's
changes.
He's projected as the number two quarterback behind Bryce.
Is he projected in the top? Is he a top five?
It depends, because it could go Bryce and then everybody else, and then another team would go and get him in the late first.
Yeah, and that's why you can't always just look at the best available, because it's like, what's the best need available?
Just looking at the top 10, there's a few teams like Houston, Indy, Seattle. They may want a quarterback unless they're fine with Geno. I think Detroit's probably good.
Mm.
Vegas, depending on what happens with Carr. Atlanta, Carolina, that's another one. So there's four or five teams there that could take a quarterback.
And if you're, again, I haven't looked to see what Chicago needs. Does Chicago need a linebacker now? Now that Roquan Smith's gone? Because Will Anderson Jr. is up there, your boy from Alabama. There's a D-tackle, a Georgia D-tackle in there. A lot to sift through. We'll start breaking into draft stuff, too, because we're going to see what makes sense. Because if you're Sean Payton, you're certainly paying attention to what you could possibly gain in the offseason. And if you're going to Houston, you might, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson be damned, you might get a 100% fresh start if you can maintain and move around and hold on to that second spot. You could get Bryce Young, but I don't know. Colts might have to do some fancy feet moves. It's going to be very interesting. NFL, what I always say, Angel, best drama on TV. Let's go Nugs tonight. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. UNC Coaches Show tonight. Blake Olson taking over tonight at the GOAT. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Let's get ready to rumble! Feel the fire sets in the air.
It's nice and only know how to win. Okay, so now the Texans are in the mix for Sean Payton. So we got the Cardinals, we got the Texans, and we got the Broncos. I mean, I'm a little biased here, but yeah, as far as the better team right now is the Broncos. But that doesn't always mean it's the best job. I
think it's a matter of better team right now or better opportunity
yes.
to rebuild.
And Houston would be an overhaul. Like, they're just overhauling everything there. The Cardinals, what's weird is I don't know how much of an overhaul will it be. Because you were supposed to be good this year. So was this just one of those years that you just couldn't get it right? and it was just a bad, then Kyler goes out and all hell breaks loose?
Do you think maybe Kyler could benefit from a veteran coach?
That's what I'm wondering. And if I'm a head coach, I would, if you just didn't tell me anything about the personalities, if you told me, hey, Brady, do you want to go work with how old's Russ? Is he 34? A 34-year-old quarterback who were kind of, the rumors are out there that he's more of a, you know, do it my way kind of guy. Or do you want to go with Kyler Murray, a young guy, who's more of a, maybe kind of my way, but he's young. He's moldable. Maybe he's moldable. I think the chances of Kyler Murray being moldable are better than Russell Wilson at this point. So if I'm a head coach wanting to come back and recharge my career, then I feel like a younger quarterback. Like, who's the better quarterback of the options between the three teams? Isn't it Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Between Houston, Denver, and Arizona?
Between a potential drafting rookie, Kyler Murray, or Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Because Houston could get their guy in Bryce Young. They could get him. Which, that makes it appealing too. Houston has two first-round picks, Angel. And guess where that second one is? Number 12. That is the sweet spot.
So two first, a second, and two thirds.
So, even better than Arizona situation. Number 12 is kind of where I thought top, you know, 10 to 20 is what is going to be fair asking price for Sean Payton. Would be probably right around 12. So if I'm Sean Payton and the Saints would go for that, the Saints take a 12? I mean, where are the Saints don't have a the Saints not have a first round pick, do they?
No, they have a second round pick at 41.
So the Saints take Houston's plus some money, and they send Sean Payton over to Houston, and Houston has the second overall pick. You want to retool your franchise? Go draft Bryce Young. He's right there. Unless the Colts do some kind of magic and try to move up and take Chicago's spot, which could happen. But you'd still have a lot of options as far as who your next big-time player is going to be. Boy, that Houston kind of makes sense. You know, we talk about the Dallas job. You go to Houston and get your quarterback, whether it's Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. Where is Stroud projected to go? Like, not need necessarily, because all that changes.
He's projected as the number two quarterback behind Bryce.
Is he projected in the top? Is he a top five?
It depends, because it could go Bryce and then everybody else, and then another team would go and get him in the late first.
Yeah, and that's why you can't always just look at the best available, because it's like, what's the best need available?
Just looking at the top 10, there's a few teams like Houston, Indy, Seattle. They may want a quarterback unless they're fine with Geno. I think Detroit's probably good.
Mm.
Vegas, depending on what happens with Carr, Atlanta, Carolina, that's another one. So there's four or five teams there that could take a quarterback.
And if you're, again, I haven't looked to see what Chicago needs. Does Chicago need a linebacker now? Now that Roquan Smith's gone? Because Will Anderson Jr.'s up there, your boy from Alabama. There's a D-tackle, a Georgia D-tackle in there. A lot to sift through. We'll start breaking into draft stuff, too, because we're going to see what makes sense. Because if you're Sean Payton, you're certainly paying attention to what you could possibly gain in the offseason. And if you're going to Houston, you might... Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson be damned, you might get a 100% fresh start if you can maintain and move around and hold on to that second spot. You could get Bryce Young, but I don't know. Colts might have to do some fancy feet moves. It's going to be very interesting. NFL, what I always say, Angel, best drama on TV. Let's go Nugs tonight. That'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. UNC Coaches Show tonight. Blake Olson taking over tonight at the GOAT. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.